I've had this conversation with so many people about, you know, job protectionism. It's just unbelievable. And you can't explain it to these people. They're just convinced that no matter what, you know.
I did it one time. I was in a class, public speaking, actually. And, and I set up the two countries like two neighboring classes.
Right.
And I gave everybody in our class a job. And then I said everybody in the class next door has the same job.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked them, I said, okay, now you're buying your cars from... You're this guy sitting next to you in the desk,
mm-hmm.
but the guy in the class right next to us is selling his cars cheaper. So where do you want to buy your cars now?
Right.
And then when they said next door, I said, is that because you're anti our class?
Right.
You know, are you discriminated against our class? And they're like, well, I just wanted the cheaper car.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, there you go. Right. You know, and look, the money that you save gets distributed around our class or wherever, because
in
that's
something
saved,
else.
Right?
In something else, buy a shirt or a suit or a, right. you know, right. an iPod or something or that gun. You didn't have before.
And if you're and the guy sitting next to you can't sell cars cheap enough, then he goes into something else.
Right.
And that's how the world continues.
Comparative advantage.
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith, mm-hmm. absolutely. It's all been done 100
Only
times.
Been a few hundred
There you
years.
Go, people. Next time you're out there in Listenerville, Jimmy Donaland, and you need to explain that, they're a perfect example.
Well, that's covered very well in what's-his-name's book?
Henry Hazlitt.
Yeah, Economics in One Lesson.